This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, all about felines. But first, a new map of top cuisine in all 50 states shows that West Virginians love their hot dogs, New Yorkers like kosher food, and Ohioans like soup. According to a list made from Yelp data on each state's favorite cuisines, Southern cuisine, with all its high-fat American favorites, was disproportionately popular in states below the Mason-Dixon line. Cuisines from abroad featured heavily in a list of all 50 states. Like Taiwanese, well, you're likely to come from California. If you've got a hankering for Pakistani, chances are you're in Illinois. You'll recall a few weeks ago, actress Rosie Perez of The View was on talking about how much she loved the ladies on The View. Well, I guess it wasn't mutual. News broke that Rosie Perez was fired from the show. While Rosie O'Donnell went on a tirade that it wasn't true, executive producers had a different idea. After 18 years on the air, the show has its worst ratings to date, and there's talk about extending Good Morning America and getting rid of The View altogether. While the show has been trying to gain some momentum, even bringing back Barbara Walters on a temporary weekly basis, it doesn't seem to be working just yet. ABC is hoping to bring in younger talent to fill Perez's seat. Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child is the current frontrunner as the replacement. Naya Rivera from Glee is another option. Did you hear about this New York City man who wants to be 100% plastic? He's had 190 surgeries to look like a human Ken doll. His most recent surgery was to remove Julia Roberts' veins from his forehead. The surgery could have caused him to go blind since surgeons had to go through his eyelids to burn the veins off. He has spent $220,000 on the operations and said he still has a long way to go. The list of his surgeries include 5 rhinoplasties, a cranial brow lift, shoulder implants, and changes to his cheeks, lips, buttocks, and chin. A woman who says her husband spies on her with a smartphone app, but she doesn't care. The woman says she first found out that her husband was able to gain access to her cell phone and read her texts. She was upset at first, but then the two got into an argument. But she says once she calmed down, she didn't care. She sees it as a sign of love and a safety precaution. A weekly contributor here is Anne-Marie Lucas. You remember her from Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. She is our animal advocate. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike Bennett.
It's so good to talk to you each week. I love these little conversations because I learn so much. Now, I am a former owner of 2 cats, Mario and Molly, from many years ago. So I want to know your take on cats as pets.
Oh, I love cats. My husband and I have numerous dogs, but we also have lots of cats as well. And we are both huge cat lovers. And you know, there's that old belief that you have to be either a dog lover or a cat lover. Well, I'm here to say you can be both. And you can have both in your home and they can live cohesively. And you can have a wonderful relationship if you consider adopting a cat.
How many cats do you have?
We have 9 cats, and they are all rescues from when I was an animal cop, and as well as our local shelter here in Putnam County. My husband and I have adopted several cats from them as well. And, you know, unfortunately, they're the forgotten pets. They're the forgotten animals that end up in shelters even more so than dogs do. But, you know, they don't get as much attention. With social media now, you actually do see a lot more attention towards cats, and you realize just how wonderful they are. And if you've never had a cat, then you should certainly consider either fostering to maybe see if that's something that you are interested in going forward, because all shelters and rescue groups need good foster homes for kittens and cats to socialize them and until they're also mature enough to be adopted if they're kittens. So there's lots of great options that you can talk to your local shelter about regarding cats.
I don't know, though, if I could be a foster cat person, because then I wouldn't want to give them up. But you grow attached to the animal, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what happened with us. We are considered foster failures because we don't give them back. But that's okay, because there are so many out there that unfortunately don't make it out of the shelters and don't get into good homes, that you can have more than one cat and they live fine together. A lot of people think maybe you can only have one cat, but cats get along well with each other. They sort of work it out amongst themselves. you know, they're wonderful, and they're not noisy like dogs. There's a lot of things that are positives regarding cats. They sleep a lot, so that's a good thing if you're not someone who's active. But you can have either a very aloof cat, or you could have a cat that acts like a dog, if that's a cat, a type of cat you're interested in. They have all their own personalities, and it's really up to the person as to what their lifestyle is and what type of cat they want in their home. But I think there's a cat for everyone out there.
Well, you know, they're so adorable when they're kittens, but the old saying is, yeah, but they grow into cats. But
they do. But, you know, that's a great thing about fostering. If you love that kitten experience, and a lot of us love that experience, but it's time-consuming. Bottle feeding, I've bottle-fed, you know, numerous cats over the years, and it's a 24/7 job. So unless you're prepared to do that, and kittens, not for nothing, you have to kitten-proof your home. They get into mischief. You have to be there for them. A cat grows into a wonderful, majestic creature that just makes your home that much more loving. They sleep with you at night. They love to curl up in warm places. As long as you provide them with everything they need, they are happy and they can live indoors very comfortably.
We're talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas from Animal Planet. We had two cats, and the only reason we had to give them up for adoption was my son was born and he was allergic to the cat. So we had no choice in the matter. So I went on the air on the radio station and I secured two families. One got one cat, one family got the other cat, Mario, and off they went to a good home. And I remember delivering them, and I was heartbroken, but at the same time, I was happy that I found some place for them to go.
Well, you did the responsible thing, which is, you know, listen, it happens. We don't know sometimes if we're allergic to an animal until they're actually in our home. It's a blessing if you know beforehand, so you can avoid something as heartbreaking as that of what you had to go through with your family. And that's another thing about fostering, which is great. You bring the cat or kitten into your home, and you see how it works out with everybody. And you know it's only a foster, so it's a limited period of time. And then the cat goes back to the rescue group or shelter if it doesn't work out. Hopefully it does work out, but, you know, allergies are a horrible thing. Sometimes you don't develop allergies until later in life, and that's a horrible thing for people. But, you know, there are better options than many years ago now with allergy pills, and talking to your doctor is always a good option. And there are certain pet foods that you can feed that cut down on the dander, and, you know, there's a whole slew of options. You can talk to your veterinarian about that as well. But for those of you who aren't allergic, I really strongly recommend giving cats a chance. You know, they always get a bad rap that, you know, someone will say, oh, I don't like cats. And I usually say, well, that's probably because you never had a cat in your home. Or if you did as a child, maybe you pulled its tail or did something that children do because they just don't know. And cats don't react the same way that dogs do.
We had a big debate when we had our cats. They were indoor cats. They never went outside. So we were trying to decide whether we should have them declawed because they were ripping up all the couches and chairs.
Right.
Even though they had a scratching post, they preferred, you know, the furniture. So where do you come down on that debate?
Yeah, I'm strongly against declawing, and most shelters won't even adopt to a home that intends on declawing a cat. They've figured out it's much worse than it was ever even talked about many years ago.
Oh, really?
So it's really not an option anymore and shouldn't really be considered. I know a lot of people had that same discussion many, many years ago. I had that same discussion as well when I first started owning cats, and we opted not to do that going forward. But, you know, there are a lot of things you can do. There are sprays that you can get to deter animals from scratching or biting furniture. Scratching posts placed strategically around the house. We do that with our couches. We'll have a scratching post in front of the area where the cat likes to scratch. Covering.
I needed your help back then because we didn't know where to put the scratching post. That's where we need to put it, where they're going to go scratch.
Exactly. And you can also place throw blankets across the places where they like to scratch, and sometimes that deters them as well. A strong no, if you see them do it, and bring them over to their scratching post as kittens is always a good option. I think it's really about keeping them busy doing other things and focusing on your furniture. And that's where you can get a lot of interactive toys, catnip toys, laser pointers are a great little tool that you can use. You know that red dot, although don't use it outside of the house because law enforcement gets a little crazy with that, rightly so. Those little laser pointers keep your cat occupied forever. And there's new toys out that do it automatically. quickly. You just have to do a little research and put the time in, and your cat will be happy living indoors. I don't recommend cats outdoors. It's just too dangerous for them.
All right, so what's your pet tip of the week?
So for cats, continuing with the theme, I strongly recommend getting a cat fountain for water. Cats like running water, and it's also excellent for their system. Cats don't normally drink a lot of water. That's why vets will now recommend feeding wet food only for your cat because of the moisture content. So we have a pet fountain in our house that all of the dogs and cats use, and they love it. It's got four little spigots. The water comes gushing out. The cats and dogs drink together. They love it. And it's healthy for them. It keeps the water flowing. It keeps it cleaner. There's a filter in there. Check out your local pet store for a fountain. Give a cat a chance.
Give a cat a break. Anne-Marie, as always, love talking to you, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Anne-Marie Lucas from Animal Planet, one of our regular contributors here on America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.